Hey there, freedom seeker. Welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your guide, your business guide, Lindsay Sutherland, and we're on the conversation of community. One of the biggest struggles I've had, and I know other people have had as well, is getting engagement in a group. And I'm going to come at this from a different experience today. It's going to be something I've experienced. The best groups I've been a part of, what did they do? And I want you to think on this as you're designing your community engagement. Frankly, a lot of times it's this one thing that burns people out the most. They've got the group, they even might have a lot of members, but they struggle to get people engaged. All right, let's do this.
Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. Okay, so the best groups I've ever been a part of, and I'd love to hear your feedback too on these subjects and also your questions. What kind of questions do you have? Are you really giving this some thought? What direction are you going? So before I kick it off too much, I just want to invite you to the Freedom Online Business Builders community on Facebook. That's going to be where I'm going to be having a live weekly training starting in January. And also there's going to be some fun stuff coming up. In fact, some of what I'm going to talk about today are some things we're going to kick it off in there so you can come and watch how I do it. My group has been a dud. I started it. It was great for a while. And then I got off the bunny trail. I lost sight of what I was doing. Frankly, I did exactly what I'm telling you most people do, is they lose interest because it's just not stimulating enough or they don't have a long-term commitment plan. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about the strategy that I'm putting in place to keep the group going so it isn't exhausting. So like I was saying, one of the things that's exhausting is just keeping people engaged. But the other piece of it is frequently building, consistently building and getting people there. Two separate strategies. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about that strategy, driving the traffic. Today, we're talking about what you do once they're there. What keeps things fun? Now, the best groups I've ever been a part of were pop-up groups. A pop-up group is when somebody was running a challenge or something. It was like a limited time experience. You had to go in. It was very contest focused. And I'm laughing in my mind right now because I know if my business partner Emily was listening to this, she would be like not interested in that. So there's definitely two different kinds of people. But even for the people who don't really get excited about games and that kind of stuff, we found that people got engaged. Now, granted, the prizes were pretty amazing. And the leader of this group was definitely doing what we would call a live launch strategy. So she was launching a program and she was using the Facebook pop-up group as a challenge and a way to sell her stuff. And then you basically attend for the 3 to 5 days, three to five day challenge where she was training. You had the whole day to engage with each other, do the homework, etc. And then at the end, based on engagement, she was giving away prizes. I mean, free coaching, books, all kinds of things. And she did a great job. I got to give her props. She did a fantastic job of creating hype and excitement and getting you really jazzed up to participate. What I found, though, in multiple cases, because I followed her for quite some time, is She did the same thing multiple times over, and there was even a couple of times where the group became so engaged and excited and connected with each other that we didn't want it to end. And she even kept a couple open so that we could stay in touch. It turned out to eventually fizzle out when there wasn't the gamification going on. So that's an interesting also thing to note. But one of the biggest ways you can create a group is to genuinely create community. And the way to do that isn't just you talking to them or them talking to you. It's you've got to get people to talk to each other, okay, and build relationships. That is truly the hardest part. It can start with an intro, like getting people to introduce themselves, getting people to comment and welcome them to the group. One idea would be to get a couple people in the group to be the engagers, to communicate, to not only comment on all of the things that get posted, but also to invite people to comment as well. So they need to have access to the group as a group leader. That way it isn't just you all the time doing it. Now, I noticed that with her group, she had a big push. There was a lot of energy. And then, like I said, it might have lasted for a little while, but eventually it fizzled out. How can you keep that going? I think a regular challenge, or where you are like having an accountability group, getting people to post regularly and cheer each other on. This is by far the best way to keep engagement. Now, what you have to ask yourself here is, what can you structure consistently? Can you go live on a regular basis? Can you do regular outreach? Can you, and by outreach, I mean DMing your group members and saying, hey, this is what's going on. Keep them in the loop about what's happening. Tag everyone, but invite, maybe reach out to a couple of your group members and invite them to please post, you know, say, hey, I'm trying to get up engagement in my group. Do you mind going in and commenting on a few things? It would really help me out. That would be one way to go. Also, you know, asking for help, but just set the intention that you want this group to be fun. And in order to do that, the real trick is getting people to engage. They need to be making their own posts. Even groups I'm a part of where they have, like you can advertise or promote your own things, or they have promotion threads. Those are okay. They don't do bad. However, I do see a lot of those that fall flat where it's just a lot of spam. So you want to make sure you really keep it the topic tight. Don't be allowing a bunch of spam and off-topic stuff that will deter people from wanting to stick around. You want the people that are your target audience to be there. And it's not just about engagement, it's about community. That's what's important to remember. Now, if you are going to do a promotions post, it's really a good idea to have a specific day that other people are allowed to promote. I know for a fact that online business owners track groups that they're in, when they are allowed to post promotional content or things in other groups. They keep these things documented in spreadsheets. So if you put that in your description, and if you do themes like Monday motivation thread, Friday wins, weekly challenges, etc., have themes, create some insider language or jokes to keep things going. Using the gamification is a big one, creating challenges and prizes, but make it sizzle. I mean, doing the same thing over and over again isn't going to be that exciting. You want to make sure you have something fun for people to participate in. If you guys do, another really popular one too, if you're doing a business-focused group, would be doing like weekly work together sessions. I'm trying to think of what they were called. Where you guys get up on Zoom or go live and you're all working on something and you're just hanging out. You want to create a place where people can connect with each other. I know I said that. I'm just saying it again because it's just that important. It is the hardest piece. So before you build the community, this is what I would do differently if I could do it again. I would think through that. I would understand that a little better. I would think through that and I would map out my promos. So when am I going live? How often? What is the purpose? How am I going to get people to show up? And then how am I going to gamify it? What kind of fun things can I do? Should I do a book club? You know, all these kind of things to really think about, what do people want? What do they need? But even if you map it out, still remain curious. It's just like Friday's episode we talked about. Be serious about your commitment. So commit to your group. Commit to showing up consistently. But be curious about exactly what you do. You might start out with a plan, like maybe you're going to go live weekly, or you're going to start a book club, or you're going to have some sort of accountability pods meetup or something along those lines. However, be flexible. Find out what the audience wants and give them more of that. Whatever starts to get traction, go full in on that. Let the fire, let the flame go. All right, that is it for today's episode, because this is the hardest part. I'm curious, what are you going to do with your group? Join me in the Freedom Online Business Builders community and tell us, share with us what you're doing, share your group idea. I'm excited to help you and support you along the way. I'm excited to show you how I do things as I get them going again too. It's very hard to build a Facebook group back up after it's been built. However, I'm married to this. I'm sticking with it. I thought about starting over just because it would be easier, but I already have the name and everything, and I'm just going to move on with what I'm doing. Tomorrow's episode is going to bring this all together, it's not going to be tomorrow. It'll be on Friday. Friday's episode will bring this all together, because what really makes that commitment last is the process to getting people there on a regular basis. Do you see how everything I'm saying is about the processes? I think if I could go back and change like one thing about my online business from the beginning, I wish somebody would have said, like, follow these processes and just stick with them. Build it and stick with it. Instead, there's so many questions and it's not working, or people's not engaging. Maybe it wasn't the right thing. I don't know what I'm doing. You start doubting yourself. You start doubting your process. It's sometimes nice to just have somebody to like wave a magic wand and say, yes, this is a good idea. Do it and don't quit. That's what you're going to get from me if you join in our community, because I just know how important that is, and I want to be there to support you along the way. Okay, my dear friends, I appreciate you tuning in today. Until next time, bye for now.